I would remind you to use the opportunity now when you are here, because it's much easier when you have the support of all these people and satsang. And you can go and sit here or in the forest whenever you feel like. You should just practice being still. Put the whole energy back to yourself. And you can sit much more than we have on the program. And you can go and sit whenever you want. You can walk meditatively. You sit by the river, sit by the tree. And it's all up to you. The mind always wants to take you away from the moment, no? So if you are not alert, you will use any excuse to be occupied. It takes time to have the awareness and responsibility to take care of the seed. I may be planting a seed in you, and when you're here, sometimes you feel you're in full bloom, but it's up to you to take care of it. I always remind you. But you have to learn this by yourself. It's not so easy. You have to pay the price of being alert. You have to have responsibility in your own life. It doesn't settle before you yourself make a good soil for it. So it can grow steady and feeling safe. Otherwise, even if you are aware you have a seed, that seed can easily die. Up to one point is all the possibility it will die again. Many people, they go like this, forward and backward, two steps forward and two steps backward. It's natural till you get fed up. Things has to happen out of your own realization. Freedom means different for different people. Some people, if they had really strict parents, very religious upbringing, then they get very rebellious, then they have to do all kinds of ridiculous things just to break free. There is nothing to do with freedom.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Come to your emotional rescue. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Da 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 da.
I have one question that is actually something that I observed happening to me. When I get extremely happy, grateful, or blissful, I reach a deeper pain in myself. It comes as a kind of sadness, and it is the same feeling that I have when I'm really sad and reach this deep space inside of me. I don't know if this is the shift point or I associate this deep space with sadness, to which I'm more used to since I get in touch with it through sadness. Well, as long as this happy, if happiness is there, then sadness has to be there, no? Because that is just the yin and yang. I'm talking about, when I talk about happiness, it's a happiness that is beyond happiness and sadness. But the opposite, this is how it is. Very few people are in contact with really being happy, really being grateful, really being blissful, because then it uncovers a deeper level in yourself, which is more depth, sadness, pain, many unconscious things. So this is how it is. But that, when you go into that sadness or pain, then it will give you a more adept as a human being. You won't be so much on the surface, because everybody is just on the surface, because they really haven't felt sadness, pain, suffering. If you have felt those things, then you will have a different depth. You will have been much deeper, because you know that life is not a dance on roses, it's thorns also. You won't be so shallow. People who live just on the surface, they are just very shallow. Everything is always fine. They only want to be happy. No, you have to have both. And to transcend it, you have to definitely have both. Then you become more a harmonious human being. Otherwise, you always will be shallow then. And maybe that's why you've been looking too much for happiness. No, a deeper pain is coming up. That is very good. Welcome up, because that will give you more depth. And only in the depth you can relax. You can't relax on the surface, you relax in the depth. It's like on top of the ocean, is always many waves, is always action. And you just go a little bit underneath and it's more quiet. You go deeper, more quiet. You go really deep and it's totally still. You have no idea what is happening on top of the ocean. You have no idea if it's small waves or big waves or a hurricane or sunny days. Who cares? You are there in the depth. Everything is peaceful. Everything is dark. But very few people go into the depth. You can only go into the depth if you are ready to go consciously, and then only you will become wise, and only then you will find peace, because peace is in the depth. It's not on the shallow surface, it's not in the games, it's not in the disco, it's not in the guise, it's not in the shoes, it's not in the clothes, it's not in the image. Is in the depth. Because that is real. Beloved Master, apparently, once again, I'm a little confused. Sharing with friends during these last few weeks, I found out that what I thought was just one of my issues is actually quite common among us. That is, there seems to be quite a struggle between the longing to get rid of the slavery of the mind once and for all, and the fear of losing some of the things we enjoy the most in life. But are these things to be defined as attachments? Should I define attachments as holding on to a job that allows me to get enough money to be around you? Or is it an attachment to be in a relationship when there is love, respect, and gratitude? Or, again, is it an attachment to practice some physical activity, sports, yoga, whatever, if I feel my body benefits from it? I really don't know if these are attachments, but if they are, should they drop by themselves through meditation and awareness instead of renunciation? The only thing I'm pretty sure about is that this sadhu way is definitely not my way, and since I choose, or should I say, got chosen by a master who can go skiing in the morning and sit in silence with his disciple in the afternoon, not to mention the Baileys in satsang, this doesn't seem to be my master's way either. If you have some spare breath left, Baba, could you use it to blow away this fog that darkens my vision by commenting about attachments? With love and gratitude, at your feet, Achal. You say, I really don't know if these are attachments, but if they are, should they drop by themselves through meditation and awareness instead of renunciation? Well, I never say to drop anything, because you cannot drop. That is also a doing. I'm not really into do things in general. But things happen. I'm all for the happening. So I don't say to drop any attachment. How can you drop attachment if you are attached? You can't. Dropping comes only from understanding. And for me, meditation is another word of understanding. You start understanding things as they are. I just told you about that little child with the teddy bear. It is like that. You are attached to something. You think, like you say, that this has been coming up, the struggle, the longing to get rid of the slavery of the mind, and the fear of losing some of the things we enjoy the most in life. But as you change, what you enjoy in life will also change. Everything will change. That which is not natural, why should you drop it? And if it's unnatural, it drops by more insight. It drops by itself. Because meditation is just another word for intelligence, true intelligence. Very few people, that's what I mean, when I say people are not intelligent, they can't see. It's not an intellectual understanding, it's just a total understanding, it's consciousness. When you see something is stupid, you drop it. If it's not stupid, why drop it then? It's just intelligence. Don't be split. And attachments, all the Buddha says attachments is misery, no? But why attachment? Attachments means that you are clinging to something. That's what they mean with attachment. And how can you cling in this world? You cannot cling. Everything will be gone. So that is just, again, that you have a fog or that you can't see, you are attached, you are clinging to something. If you cling, then it will be pain, because you know later everything has to go. If you see this now, then you are free. It doesn't mean that you can't enjoy it, but you can't cling. Clinging is of fear, clinging is of ego, clinging is of somebody who can't see. If you can see how things are, you know you can't. Nothing is yours. You come naked and you go naked. See the reality as it is. That's what all the enlightened ones wants to tell you. See things as they are. It's nothing to do. It's just to see things as they are. And if you enjoy something, that's why it comes up. You mentioned in the relationship when there is love, respect and gratitude. But if there is love, then enjoy the love then. What has that to do with attachment? Attachment comes when you are afraid of losing it then. Then something comes that is afraid. You want to hold on. Or some sport or yoga. It doesn't matter what it is. You will change, the body will change, nothing. You can't hold on to anything. Realizing this, you will be happy. Not realizing it, you will suffer. That doesn't mean that you can't enjoy. Enjoy. But see things as they are. Don't get in this game that first, yeah, maybe first there is some great gratitude, but then you want to hold on because you felt so good. Then there is clinging, then there is misery, then there is attachment. It has to do with consciousness. If it's there, good. If it's not there, let it go. And that also might change. That is what clinging is. You get transfixed in something instead of being open to something that might become better, is even higher. That's what the Buddha means. Don't cling. You can't cling. You have nothing. And when you don't cling, then there is no fear. And you share whatever you can share. If that is your creativity, or if it's baking bread, or if it's working in the garden, or if it's making a song, or if it's money, if you're wealthy, whatever it is, you share, because you have nothing. But in some mysterious way, you have this now. Then you want to share it. And the more intelligent you are, you want to share it for something higher. Then you are not attached. But there's nothing to do with attachment. Should I define attachments as holding on to a job that allows me to get enough money to be around you? It's nothing to do with attachment. You have to have intelligence. You have to use your mind to function in the world. Nothing wrong with the mind. And if you are getting deeper and clearer, then you use your mind. You have to use your mind in the world. So you function. You do intelligent choices. But you are not run by the mind. It's something deeper that is directing the mind. You use it like an instrument. Like you're using your car. It doesn't mean that you take your car to bed, or does it? Some people say that, oh, I just love my car. It doesn't mean that you take it to bed. You use the car, that's intelligence. Use your mind just like the car. When you need, you use it. But that's not, people have gotten totally identified with the mind. And that's why this confusion comes also. If something deeper, which is what we are doing here, what I'm hinting all the time, then something else is start waking up. Then you start seeing things as they are. And that seeing gives freedom, gives space. Then you will be loving, you will be grateful, but you won't cling. You won't try to hold on. Because for what? You see things as they are. And in the ordinary world, up till now, there has the spiritual or religious people, they have renounced the world. Now that is what I said, the old yogi syndrome, sadhu, they want to do it on the hard way, no? Because they see that the world doesn't make them happy, and then they escape to the opposite, then they renounce to the monasteries or the temples. But it's not so easy. It's something in between, and that is awareness. Then you see, it's not indulgence, and it's not renunciation. And this is the things that the mind can understand. It can understand indulge, be unconscious, or renounce. But it's just the two sides of the same coin. The freedom is when you see. It's not this or that. That is awareness. Then you just see. There's no need to renounce and there's no need to indulge. Balance is the thing. Indulgence, then you will just feel totally stupid. Like we just talked about the other letter. And that is just the taste of it. Some people they indulge in money like never before on this planet. They think that they are something because of money, because of fame, pop star, movie star. It's never been like that before, no? Some people, because of the looks, some people, you know, I can be with not six guys or six women, but 600 girls, 600 guys. What is it? It just sooner or later, this is just destroy them. Then on the other side is the renunciation. That is also because they are not conscious enough to renounce. Renunciation, that comes by understanding, a very deep understanding. That you want more peace. It's not easy to come to that understanding that you just start longing for peace. It's not the mental thing. It's not your intellect. It's not your, because it says in the scriptures, you can't do it like that. It comes from your own maturity. That now you start finding such a gold mine inside yourself, such a clarity in yourself, that who cares? Who cares about the other? That is renunciation. But you don't need to renounce the world. Why not enjoy the world? That is the new way. You are not attached and you don't indulge and you don't renunciate. You have a balance. That can only come out of consciousness, out of intelligence. You start seeing how it is. Then you are in tune. Why should you renounce? This is God's gift. And why should you indulge? You have enough. have balance, then it will be peace. Out of balance is peace. Out of understanding is freedom. Not out of rules, not out of ideas. And no attachment is good. And they always said in India or in the East, and it's my own experience, the master is the last attachment. If you want to be attached to someone, be attached to that, no? Like Sahaju says, an enlightened female mystic, I drop my family, I can drop even God, but how can I drop my master? He freed me. But this is not attachment. This is just love. This is just understanding. It's not the clinging. But people don't know about that love because they haven't felt that in themselves. The love they know is just the physical, and that is clinging because you want to hold on to something. The deeper it is, the more spacious and the more nourishing. Just forget all ideas, Achal. And relax, everything's fine. May everyone see clearly. And use their money and their life to something intelligent. And be happy. Om Shanti. Real transformation and real renunciation, it only comes by understanding. It only comes from realization. And then it's effortless because it's your own consciousness that sees it. Otherwise people try, and that's why you have rules and commandments and disciplines. But that you cannot force it. you cannot force understanding. You cannot force love. You cannot force grace. You cannot force realization. But it happens. And when it happens, be grateful, receive it, embrace it, disappear in it. It's no problem to leave the lower when you have found the higher. It happens spontaneous.
Yeah, I'm not around.